COVID-19 and the Ukraine war are major turning points in history which will take us to a new and different world. We also have new generations of Singaporeans coming of age with different aspirations and expectations, including a desire for more diversity as well as more checks and balances. This means we must take a broader look at our objectives and our priorities. Consider how we would want to collectively renew and strengthen our social compact, how we would want to define our mission of building Singapore for the next bound. So the 4G team and I will lead an exercise to refresh our social compact. We will engage stakeholders from every sphere, unions, the people and private sectors. We will seek to hear your thoughts on the economy, healthcare, housing, education, and many other areas, including how we can continue to support and uplift every worker. We will consider what we need to do differently, but also affirm what is being done well and how we can do it even better. And to be clear, this is not just about what the government can do for you, but also, as we have learned throughout this pandemic, what we can all do for one another and how we can all collectively contribute toward building a better society that embodies the values we stand for. In short, we aim to develop a forward Singapore agenda which will set out the roadmap for the next decade and beyond. This will be a major undertaking of the 4G team, and we will formally launch this exercise soon. I am sharing this with you today to seek the Labour movement's full participation and support for this exercise, because the NTUC embodies the aspirations and concerns of all our workers. We wouldn't be here today without the NTUC, and we cannot get to a better place tomorrow without your support. So I want to say a very big thank you to all our brothers and sisters in the NTUC and the Labour movement. Let's continue to work together, the PAP and the NTUC and all our tripartite partners, to refresh our social compact and take us forward into our next phase.